Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
Hi, I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
We made it somehow, some way with my scheduling.
It seems like you don't care about yourself based on the way you've been scheduling your life. This is actually not a podcast, but an intervention.
Makes a lot of sense. We're the rest of the co-hosts.
Well, they don't agree with me. They don't care if you take care of yourself.
You're right.
I really care about you, unlike them.
Listen, guys, I was in Vegas where, I could say that I did the most, but I napped a lot.
So, I love that for you.
It is what it is. Okay. But Vegas took a lot out of me. And then I had jury duty, which can I just say I'm so pissed because I think I was going to be picked. And then they gave me the trial date. It is the first day of Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day in Judaism. And I was like, really? We're in California and all these lawyers, not one of them is Jewish. Be for real.
Well, was it an interesting case at least?
Yes. Which like it was interesting as in like pretty horrid, but like,
oh my God.
But I was like interested in like then seeing it like, how it all happened.
Like a murder.
No.
Oh, okay.
Like stepdad. If
No, you're better off not being a part of that. Yeah. I gotta tell you.
The judge was really great. And the judge was like, here's the five reasons why, you can get excused. And then they said, and also this is, an assault case. So like, if you just come in and don't say anything and just say, hey, I will excuse you.
Oh, that's
a queen.
Nice.
I know. I just like wanted to be her friend. I was like, how? And going into a courtroom and having to tell the judge something and the attorney staring at me, I don't like it. I will never commit a wrong.
Before that, it was a possibility. But now that you've seen the justice system up close, you're like, not for me.
And I don't want that judge to ever be disappointed in me, you know?
Oh, that's so now in the back of your, like, some people have a conscience and you just have that judge.
I have no conscience. Just kidding. Listen, only children have too much dialogue. That's more the problem in their minds.
Okay.
But anyway, that is why we're late and I am sorry, everyone.
You also like did not have time to be on a jury. I'm sorry. Like,
correct.
When would you record the podcast?
No, I would have figured it out. It's hard stop at 4:30. Okay. That's what the judge told me.
Yeah, but what if you ended up sequestered?
No, because it's not a murder publicized trial. But yeah, what if it was like someone famous? Who knows? Anyway, the point is I didn't make it, y'all. Judaism got me. It is what it is. Judaism
got me. I'm sorry, I wasn't ready for that.
Oh my God. My boss called me to ask a question and she's like, wait, are you still a jury duty? And I was like, nah, Judaism got me. And she laughed for 10 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm glad that it was an appropriate joke for me to laugh at.
Oh my God. There was this one person that said like Jewish holidays are like clown car. Like they just keep coming and coming and coming and they just don't stop.
Oh
and
my
where
God.
Is the lie?
I mean, I guess we are at like that time of year.
Next week.
Where there's going to be like more and more.
Yeah, next week is if you know someone that's Jewish, wish them Happy New Year. It's next week. So we got to move. And then 10 days after that, you got to atone for your sin.
You'd think that you'd have to atone before you can enjoy the new year, but
yeah,
listen, there's a whole thing. I'm not a theologist. Can't get into that.
Yeah, no, it's actually really exciting. Why? But
well, that's exciting. Well, I'll get you to tell me another time so that I can understand.
People have moved on from this podcast, so we should bring them back.
Well, now we can put our podcast under the religious and educational category.
Someone once after her nap was like, Akiva and Sasha should do like theology hour. Can you imagine? I mean, the most like, crack shit.
It would be interesting, and especially to get like Akiva's perspective as like a modern Orthodox.
And exactly. Then, like, and me being like, no. Like,
it's just interesting.
Anyway, but yes, y'all, Kirsten told me something, some unfortunate news that we haven't had a new review or rate, or at least, yeah, both, right?
Since, well, I don't know about the rating, but the reviews.
Yes, since August 10th.
Like, do you not love us anymore? Are you what mad happened? At us? Do you care if we live or die?
Oh my God. Okay. I think the Oops All Anonymous will bring it all. That's it's what
gonna
I bring believe. It.
Listen, I'm going to take Oops All Anonymous off the table if we don't get some reviews. My feelings are hurt. Like, this is what it's like to be friends with me or to be in a relationship with me is out of no. I'm going to sense just the smallest change in your behavior and I will then be like, they hate me. They want me.
Oh, you're better than me because I will just cut off people if I sense. And as a Cancer, you know, I sense.
And you're sensing a lot. I'm like, are you mad at me?
Yes.
I'm constantly asking, are you mad at me? Because I just think everyone's mad at me. And because I'm such a Sagittarius that they're too afraid to tell me if I don't ask them directly.
And meanwhile, I just have so many walls up that I'll be like, great, can never be friends with this person again. You're like,
I've got a hard outer shell, baby.
Yeah, impossible. So yeah, the point is, leave us a review if you don't want to hurt our feelings.
Leave us a review if you care at all about our mental well-being. Because listen, Sasha will cut you off and cancel mess magnets over this.
Honestly, I might. I'd be like, I think it's been a good run.
Yeah. This is like on Love Island, someone left one review being like, I love Kirsten. And Scally was like, wow, like I might quit the podcast. And then we got like 10 reviews that were all like, Scally's the best. Don't quit Scally.
Honestly, leave us 5-star reviews with your toxic traits.
Oh, yes. That's fun.
Yeah. So we hope to read a bunch of toxic traits next week.
And if we don't, I'll be so. Maybe there will be no mess magnets next week.
Our toxic trait. I will be canceling mess
magnets. The podcast will be over. You will get no Oops All Anonymous. I will turn this car around and it will be the end of your field trip.
Oh my God. The university is going to go Trump University and just get shut down.
Listen, we will have to find another way to make revenue, and we will do that by creating an online university.
Yeah, it's called UMass. Buy all the sweatshirts, y'all.
Take all our courses.
Coming.
We'll teach a program in public relations.
Woo!
We're not doing good. Anyways,
what is wrong with us?
Sorry. We don't have time.
Are we going through something? Yes. Well, we are. I lack sure of
5-star reviews.
And with that, y'all, just help us out. Leave us a review. Subscribe to the feed. You know, mess feed. Please. Okay. Move on it. Please. All right.
Help us.
We have a lot of like mess to get into. We've
got a couple of like beefy stories. Like, I feel like lately it has been a lot of quick bite, mm-hmm. quick bite. This time, no, these are big bites. These are beefy bites.
Oh my God. So I think it's time we start with the story you've, I'm sure, all seen. And if not, LMK your algorithm.
I don't want to know. Like, if not, keep me away from your algorithm because I can't think of anything else.
Even if you follow us, I feel like it's going to come. We're going to talk, of course, about Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner's divorce.
Yes. So, okay. This was very strange because I feel like for the past, I mean, just about a week or so, it's been like they're getting divorced. Oh, they're wearing their rings. Oh, they're not wearing their rings. Oh, no, everything's good. Oh, okay. They're getting a divorce. And now it's official.
Yep. It is wild because basically Joe Jonas was spotted, right? And the both of them actually, but he's on tour. Yes. So was spotted not wearing his wedding ring. And then basically once all these rumors started, there's a bunch of pictures of him on tour wearing his wedding ring. And then he files for divorce. What is the reason?
Well, and but what was weird was on, I think, Friday night, Sophie was at their show. And they were both wearing their rings again.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, maybe this was fake, question mark. But then now it's been announced that it is real. And like they've confirmed on both sides. And yes, I know. Sophie said, we want privacy, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You're famous. We're going to speculate about your divorce.
Yes. Sorry, but we're here. Okay. We are
here. You married a Disney Channel star. I'm going to talk about your divorce.
And then, right, this is where it goes full cracked because it goes from like, oh, okay, they're divorcing, fine. Could have been a quick bite. So Joe Jonas said, watch this, right, in his Usher voice.
Well, I just want to know what his team is thinking.
Thank you.
Because it's just so nonsensical what's been going on. But anyway, proceed.
No, you're fine. Because he has planted story after story. And you can't tell me this is not his team, right? Like, I will fight you to Delulu land if you think this is not his team. But basically, we've had, okay. The first story, you know, Joe's camp saying that, she is partying too much. And that's why, you know, it's not working. He likes to stay at home. And then there's a cut because I was watching this YouTube drama channel and they put out actually a bunch of videos, including a TikTok video of the both of them where it's like, who's the homebody? And then they both point to Sophie, who's the social butterfly. They point to Joe. Excuse me. How can y'all lie so easily?
They literally, there's like an interview from the start of COVID lockdowns where Sophie's like, it's not going great for Joe because he likes to go out. But like, I would love to stay in my home all the time. So it's going okay for me.
Relatable queen. And then it goes, so one was her partying, allegedly lies. And then second, which is debunked by him himself on video. Then second is that he has sole custody or, you know, or not even like they didn't imply custody, but basically he's in care of both daughters. What is the reason?
Well, and like she went to work. Like, I feel like she's been home for years. Mm-hmm. She decided to go to work for a couple of months. And he was like, you know what? Let me throw her under the bus so that when things start coming out about me, no one will believe them.
Correct. Listen, what is his problem, right? And here's what I feel like when I read this, right? So you're telling me a husband had to take care of his children, a dad had to do his job, and you know he's not taking care of his kids on account that there's probably nannies, chefs, nutritionists, assistants, you name it, they got it. So like, what do you mean Joe Jonas is taking care?
Yeah, I genuinely, like he could truly see his children max an hour a day and they would be just fine because they would have help. It'd be like back in the day, like Victorian children, like children should be seen and not heard. Like, visit us for tea. Like, I don't know. It's just not. It's not grounded in reality the way that these things are being said. I also saw like a random tweet that I don't know if it's real or well, I mean, I don't even know if it's like a real tweet. Like, obviously, I don't think it's like a real thing. But it was someone being like, wow, like Joe Jonas, while he was away on tour, saw something on the Ring doorbell camera that was just indefensible. And that's why they're getting a divorce.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you using your doorbell to spy on your wife? Like, even if he did see something horrible, I'm like, okay, but what, like, why were you doing that? It's like if someone like finds out that their partner is cheating by like logging into their phone while they're asleep. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, but yeah, like that's horrible. But also, what are you, why are you doing that?
But do you think, the thing is like a la Shakira, right? Like, haven't they learned not to, like, I just can't imagine they go out that way.
Yeah, I think that there's like absolutely no water in that.
Yeah.
Theory, but you know, you never really know, I guess.
Right. But wait, there's more. Because then Sophie's camp kind of starts this on her own journey. And again, source is close to Sophie, right? It's not her. It is, but that's what they're trying to tell us.
Yeah.
And they just literally go, he was pushing her to go to more events after she had a difficult second birth. What is happening?
I'm like, okay, I believe that. Because that's the other 100. Thing too. Like, Joe's like, oh, well, she goes out too much. It's like, sir, you have been DJing constantly. What do you mean she goes out too much?
Makes
like, are no only you sense. Allowed to go out? That's weird. That's suspicious.
Oh. And it's wild. Then this is where this was yesterday on Wednesday, September 6th, which is yesterday for us, which is why I'm low-key glad we waited. She finally posts on Instagram and tags him saying, after 4 wonderful years of marriage, we've mutually decided, you know, to how many times can you say mutual? Okay. Mutually decided to amicably end our marriage. There are many speculative narratives as to why. Put out by our own PR teams. She didn't say that, but that's us. Truly, this is a united decision, and we sincerely hope that everyone can respect our wishes for privacy and for our children. Interesting that she puts in children, because he was parading their kids around.
Yeah, he called the paps on himself. Like, I mean, allegedly.
Yes, Priyanka Chopra Jonas.
To get footage of him, like, going for dinner with his daughters. And like, even then, he couldn't even just take out his two daughters for dinner by himself. He had to be with like some sort of staff member as well.
Mm-hmm.
I like how it's like, oh, out with mystery woman. Like, oh, do you think this is his new love interest? Stop it. It's staff.
Exactly. I'm telling you, it's the most bizarre PR disaster I've ever seen, because all they had to do was sit there and eat their food.
Like, and they could have just said, hey, Sophie went back to work in Europe.
Yeah.
Joe's on tour. The distance is really hard. It's not going to work out.
Even though they have access to private jets. And
still, like, they could literally just, like, distance isn't going to work. Like, they don't want to be like taking their kids on PJs every weekend to visit. It's just not working out. And everyone would have been like, oh, that's sad. Like, this is a beloved celebrity couple. I wish that this wasn't happening. But Joe had to start it.
Mm-hmm.
And so Miss Queen of the North had to finish it.
And finished it, she did. Because listen, his comments are killing him, okay? Also, I just went to Instagram to go to his comments, and Michael B. Jordan's thirst trap showed up. Just,
oh, well, don't forget to send that to your group chat of friends.
Get
my thirst traps before chat. You move on.
Actually, I did send.
Good. I know. I was serious.
God, he just looks so good, guys. Like, how is this allowed? Anyway, so his Joe Jonas is who I'm talking about. His Instagram comments are in hell.
I can't believe he hasn't turned comments off yet.
They turned it off on the actual post, but there's one of him in his, just like at a band, right? On tour, and he's wearing his wedding ring that's still up as of 3 days ago. What a faker. And winter is coming for you, Joe Jonas. He needs to be canceled. Taylor said, Mr. Insecure apology, so he doesn't look like the bad guy. And I believe her for that.
I've been seeing a lot of like, wow, this same man fumbled Taylor Swift, Gigi Hadid, and Sophie Turner.
Remember when he was trying to hit on Gigi Hadid as a 13-year-old?
I do remember.
And he was, what, 19?
He's definitely grown. Too grown for that. Well, and that's the thing, too. Like, When they got married, Sophie Turner was 23 and he was, I think, 30. But like, they did get together when she was a teenager. I'm just saying.
100%.
And yeah, I do, like, it's not exactly shocking that two people that got married that young and had kids that young are going to end up not working out.
Yep. It's just, it's so wild. And I'm just so sad for these kids that are going to have to, you know, eventually see their parents just being,
oh, Lord,
like this. But someday someone has to do a, like a, you know, sociological study, right, of all of this, to how like the Northwests of the world are going to grow up and how Blueface's son or Blueface's children, honestly, are going to grow up. How the, like, I just have to know. Like, what is the mental?
And because, like, I feel like there's already so much literature out there about, like, children of divorce and what they go through. And it's already so horrible. So to imagine going through that on, like, the global stage is really sad.
And people knowing your names, right? And, like, all of that is just, like,
ooh. Like, literally, honestly, it makes me hate myself a little bit that we're sitting here speculating about, like, these kids' parents' divorce.
Yep.
God, well, should have thought of that before his parents made him a child star.
Listen, that part. And, you know, someone was also talking about how I think we're forgetting, like, how fundamentally religious they are. And, you know, does, like, and asking the question, like, does that play into how, you know, they're like traditional wife roles.
Well, and I wouldn't be, and this is like purely my speculation. Yeah. Like, this is nothing from anybody else, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was like a layer to it of like, he wanted more kids and she wasn't ready to provide that. Because I think that like all of the Jonases have been like, oh, like four children, like, you know, quiver's full, baby.
Yeah. And not only that, I feel like it's kind of just, I know I shouldn't laugh at it again, but it's just the way that their lives have actually panned out, right? Like Nick Jonas dating Priyanka Chopra and them, like, maybe they'll have, I'm sure they'll have another kid, right? But like all of it is just so cracked to me and it's only going to get worse. I just feel like this isn't the end of this.
No, I think this is about to be like a full on media circus.
Yeah, it's like the next Olivia and Harry-ish situation.
Also, speaking of which, have you seen like the pics of Harry having an Olivia tattoo on his leg?
Yes, I did. Okay. It's just like Pete Davidson also did versions of this.
Well, yeah, but like Harry doesn't have as many tattoos as Pete Davidson, you know?
You're right. But listen, I don't know. Sometimes the sex might have just been that good.
I mean, he's got his thighs out. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God. But yes, that is it for your currently of your Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner mess.
We'll be seeing more. And we'll keep you updated on when Joe's like actual comments get turned off fully on his IG. Because that has to be coming.
Yep.
Okay, continuing on with these celebrity relationships. Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner were spotted kissing in public.
First of all, this is so fake. And you cannot tell me otherwise. Okay, period.
But he does what he wants. He was smoking in the stadium, Sasha. Because he's so stressed out about being sorry, we'll get to why.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? I saw the video and it's just it could be a natural reaction to someone recording you, right? You're staring at them record you, but it's giving, make sure you're getting my right angles when we're kissing. And maybe I'm in full-on conspiracy mode, but what do they have to talk about?
I would love to know what they talk about, truly.
And where they were standing, I don't know how the setup was in L.A., But that setup, which is like, it's the Jay-Z champagne, right? I was sitting right in front of that when I was at Beyonce, and Jay-Z wow. was sitting behind me. He was there. So it's really interesting because, you know, in LA, I'm assuming, you know, they're probably just like trying to be a little bit more exclusive, right? Because Beyonce, celebrity of the celebrities, and everyone showed up there. So I was just like, I couldn't really see Jay-Z once he was up there, like when I was on the floor. So it just feels like they were going out of their way to like,
And I think that that's the thing too. Like, Kylie has been on TV her whole mm-hmm. life. And so I do think that it comes really naturally for her to like be kind of on display in that way.
Yeah.
Because she's just used to that. But yeah, I still don't believe it's real. Call me when they have multiple children and mm-hmm. maybe I'll consider it, but I still probably will call it PR. The devil works hard, Kris Jenner works harder.
Period.
We've been new. And
but you think this yeah. is where this
no.
ends,
right? You think, oh, it's a quick bite. They were kissing at the show. He was smoking inside. No, because I didn't know this. But Timothée Chalamet has like a rabid fan base.
No, rabid, like bold italics underline rabid.
Like I didn't know. I find Timothée Chalamet like a little off-putting.
Right.
I don't really like his vibe. Every clip we get of the Willy Wonka,
oh like, god,
backstory, that who asked for that? I like that my insides like shrivel up, you know. Mm-hmm. I do think it's like he's like pretty well known in Hollywood for being like a fuck boy.
Really? My god.
Yeah. I don't know who's in like he's just not my type, and mm-hmm. yeah, it takes all kinds to make the world go round, but it just like I guess my toxic trait is thinking everyone has the same exact type as me. I don't know.
Same.
But yes,
I mean, I'm just thirsting for Michael B. Jordan. That's all.
Just openly on the opening Instagram on purpose so that you can look at Michael B. Jordan's thirst traps. I see you, Sasha.
And what?
I know what you're doing. And I just see you. That's all. So his fans are going crazy. So there's one Instagram account in particular that has been kind of leading the charge. It's called mm-hmm. Club Chalamet on Instagram. And I encourage everyone to go look at this account because it is hilarious. So they had a post. If you're feeling distressed by the video, it's okay. But please take care of yourself. Step away from social media for a couple of days. Don't attack or criticize Timothy. Too much money and time went into publicly harassing him, and it finally paid off for those people.
Talking about Kylie, everyone.
And so this account also thinks Kylie's a stalker. Like, this person basically like has crafted the narrative that Kylie is like a celebrity stalker who just like followed Timothy long enough that she just is getting her way.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, out of all the people in the story, only one person seems like a stalker to me. Okay. And it's not Kylie Jenner. So I just someone comments on it and they go, Simone, thanks for trying to encourage us, but I'm so sad and furious at the same time. For now, I'm empty. I hope he uses condoms.
You know, but Travis gets worse. Also hopes that.
It gets worse. Because then Club Chalamet says, trust me when I say he doesn't go that far with her. Just please trust me. What information do you have, Simone, if that even is your real name?
I'm telling you, I just cannot breathe, right? Like, again, this person takes parasocial relationships to another level where they have like now been posting reviews of their account. Basically, people have been reviewing her and being like, you're amazing. I listened to this Twitter space and I just want to thank you for sharing your thoughts about this romance dating thing involving Timothy. you really made your point, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like tagging by Erica at blah, blah, blah. And there's a bunch of people. Then there's someone saying like, loved listening in because they hosted a Twitter space.
Yeah.
That had to be the most unhinged situation.
And like, we've been on Twitter spaces during Big Brother 24. Yes. So we know unhinged Twitter spaces. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. This is like, this part of the story is the only thing that makes me want it to be real.
Yeah.
You know? So.
And 8,000 tuned in to her Twitter space.
This is like Timothy Chalamet's biggest fan. So
yeah, actually
she posts a post and the caption goes, "Hey guys, I woke up an extra half hour to see if there were further developments overnight. And it does get worse. After months and months of gossip, media bombardment, gossip speculations, sources from the Kajenner camp, her people stalking Timmy's private residence, and his obvious avoidance of her has finally paid off and had her primary objective met. Timothy has now played her hand and relented. Based on all the DMs I have received, fans are absolutely devastated and disappointed. I don't know what more I can say to alleviate your pain and heartache. I truly sympathize with you. Please take some time away from social media to tend to your mental health because that's very important to me. I'm very concerned for some of you and I wish I could give you a hug. For those of us that know better, stay strong. This relentless pursuit of Timothy Chalamet had an end game. And what better way to claim her prize than at a Beyonce concert where half of Hollywood and the media would be there with a special focus on the Kajenners and their guests in the VIP stand. This woman has now been redeemed in the eyes of her fans, investors, and the media. She's a brand investors. That needs to be rehabilitated. Whatever type of blackmail or threats she has on Timmy, she stayed the course because her reputation needed to be cleansed by someone like Timothy Chalamet. This sucks, but this is Hollywood. I still love Timothy. This situation with Slurpee will end in time."
So bad.
She called Kylie Slurpee. Slurpee. It's not okay. It's not okay.
And she calls her a stalker over and over again.
Literally, like, it's actually wild. Then there's another one where she says, "Slurpee stalking paid off. Tonight at Beyonce's concert in LA, what appears to be Timothy, he's standing there in clear view, smoking a cigarette and talking to his stalker. It looks like they're meeting for the first time since she's been stalking his place. What else is he supposed to do? Spit in her face? He was probably there with friends and Mama Kajenner waved her staff and commanded this meeting be filmed. That's my assessment. Oh boy, people are going to lose their fucking minds. The gossipers manifested this. Slurpee won the stalking game." I'm sorry. I love the universe where there are two actions that you can do when faced with a stalker. Make out with them in public or spit in their face.
There is no other option.
What else was he to do?
What else could he do? I could not breathe when I was reading all of this. Then she goes, this is the one. Smoking relieves stress. We've never, in all caps, seen Timothy smoke, but most of us are aware that he smokes. That's very telling. He was tolerating a famous stalker who made this happen after months of public stalking.
What do you mean? Okay, so you know he smokes. But you've never seen him smoke. And so that means that he only smokes when he's stressed out. Huh?
Yep. Yep.
I'm sorry.
And then it gets better. Kirsten, no. I'm on her Instagram right now.
No.
Her story, one of them is, here's how you get rid of stress. Don't smoke. Try these teas. They work. And it's a CBD and Lipton stress therapy. I've been drinking these a lot to relax and for medication.
Is this an ad for the Lipton tea? Like what?
No, because you know, when you're stressed, you smoke, remember? Then there is a how old are you with the poll and it says hashtag ageism. The poll failed.
No, because but what do you mean? How old are you? Hashtag ageism.
Because
what do you mean?
Oh, did we share this? I can't. Did we say that to the start? Simone is 40.
Oh yes, because someone had posted on
her pictures just
on Twitter a picture of her being like, "Oh, this is a grown woman."
Yeah. So well, turns out 45% of her Twitter poll was 21 to 29. And then 24% is under 20. And the rest are 30 plus and 40 plus. So I think you took an L because most of the fans are young. And then if you're like, hey, this is a parasocial relationship, like Sasha just said, well, guess what? She has an answer. Okay. And she says source Google. She defined what a parasocial relationship is, right? One-sided.
No, not relationship. Source Google.
Yes. Source, trust me, bro. And, you know, where one person extends emotional energy, interest, blah, blah, blah. Okay. What she's doing. Basically, the gossip is wrong. I'm here to burst your bubble. Please know that he knows of me. I've had incredible opportunity to meet him 4 to 5 times, got several autographs, a couple of pics. Kirsten, are you ready for this?
No, stop.
2 hugs.
No.
And he told his sister Pauline that I was cool.
Pauline was probably like, I'm sorry, let me call the police right now, real quick.
You are
wrong.
You are.
And he goes, oh no, she's cool.
Yeah. So you're telling me that this, that Timothy and his team don't have her face on every single hotel room, like that in their situation room, basically.
How did you get 2 hugs from him?
You know,
That's what is giving stalker, as far as I'm concerned.
And then she said the most important standout meeting with Timmy was at Coachella, where he enthusiastically hugged me and thanked me for supporting him and looking out for him. I'm not his friend. I'm not even an acquaintance. I'm just a fan who he's familiar with, and I'm proud of that.
I'm sorry. You mean at Coachella when he was probably on a lot of drugs?
I don't like to be that bragging bitch, but I feel like felt the need to inform some troll bitches.
I don't mean to brag, but let me brag real quick.
No, it's crap.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed.
Baby girl.
I feel like she cares more about Timothy Chalamet as like a grown ass adult woman,
yes,
than I cared about like anyone, even as a teenager.
1000%. Listen, I was obsessed with Chris Brown, but like,
but we move on. We learn to, we learn better and then we do better, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Even that, I mean, listen, was I like, his sweat fell on me? Yes. But like, I only say that as a joke on here. I would never say it and start a fan club about it. Maybe I should be like Chris Brown sweat droplet. That should be my next Instagram.
I think that the time for that has passed.
It's just wild, right? Like, we've all been obsessed with people.
Yes.
But just the point is, don't call Kylie Slurpee. Like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's gross.
The obsession is not normal.
No, it is not normal.
Yeah. And it's just, I just think it's so funny.
It's so like just unsettling.
Yeah. He hugged me and held on to me as we walked together. And he said how grateful he is for all the work I do for him.
No. What work do you do for him?
He touched my phone to work the selfie reverse image because my brain froze and he took the picture. Guys, it happened. And you're telling me this is not a parasocial.
Wow. Oh my God. He touched my phone and I have never wiped it with a Lysol wipe since.
Yep.
Like, what? No. It's
God. Okay. And then she has to send fan mail to Timothy and then his, like, his talent agencies. Like, info.
No. 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 Okay.
Crazy.
I can't.
And her stories, y'all, please. I will not read them, but like, what a journey to be on.
I can't do this anymore. I can't. I have to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is
She's going to Toronto 3 hours ago. So,
for what
else is in your country?
Well, Toronto's not close.
I know, but I'm just saying, watch out.
Oh, man. Well, I hope she's not hopping on a flight. Maybe Timothy will lend her his PJ.
But yes, that is
that is the Timothy Kylie update. Could have been a quick bite, but Simone thought otherwise.
Again, if you're ever like feeling bad about yourself, not to like really shit on this lady, but because, you know, she must have some, you know, just issues, but not here to diagnose. Just go to Instagram and you unfortunately will feel better.
Oh, no. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we have one more story that just dropped Thursday morning.
Yes. This is crazy.
This is like, I feel like if you're a blind item girly, like I sometimes am, or just like in general, this has been kind of an open secret in New York, is that Jimmy Fallon like kind of sucks.
Yep.
But this morning, September 7th, Rolling Stone released a exclusive called Chaos Comedy and Crying Rooms Inside Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. And the sub like line is 16 current and former staffers say Fallon's erratic behavior spoiled their dream of working on the Tonight Show. So this is just wild that it's a Rolling Stone story that's so big of an article. They spoke with more than 80 past and present Tonight Show employees. And the best they got was people saying that Jimmy Fallon is like a comedian, like a funny comedian.
Yeah, not like he's good one, at his job.
That's it. Not one person had a positive thing to say about working on the Tonight Show.
Like multiple people declined.
Oh, 80 people.
To give him like any positive something, which Rolling Stone even said was like the norm. They were like, well, it's normal to at least get like a statement on, you know, positivity or whatever they call it.
Like nothing. Even I'm sure even like Ellen DeGeneres, probably one person was like, oh, I don't mind working here.
Yes, of course she had it. And the fact that there has been so much turnover, which I think is the most basic way to know that this is a toxic workplace, right?
That they've had a different showrunner every year for the last like nine years, which is definitely a sign.
So
nobody had anything good to say about him whatsoever. And NBC did not provide a comment for the article. Like they basically said like, oh, a good working environment is our top priority, but didn't actually mention Fallon or the Tonight Show.
Yeah. And I mean, again, like we don't want to go through every single thing, but there's a lot of just like horrid stuff where he would just like cross stuff out of the monologue and then be and then start reading it again. And they're just like, what is happening? And it just seems like very erratic behavior and a lot of people getting yelled at. And, you know, you name it, it's happening, basically.
Yeah. And there's a lot of talk in the article about how like you could get a good Jimmy day, you could get a bad Jimmy day, but you never really know what day that you're going to get. And there is also some discussion on if he were drinking and the difference that makes as well at work. Which I think that as well has been kind of a blind item, like open secret type situation. With him as well.
Yeah, he sucks. Turns out they're all shit. Every single one of them is horrendous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, remember, this is the same man who like wouldn't even publicly make a statement about Donald Trump being bad until people were like, hey, it's weird that you've never said a bad word about him.
Remember when Nicole Kidman wanted to go on a date with him?
No.
Yeah. This happened like live on a show. She was like, oh yeah, you remember when you rejected me? And he was like, what? And then she reminds him how she came over to his house and he was like not paying attention to her. He was playing video games the whole time. And he's like, stop. Like, don't share this story. And she's like, yeah. And I was interested. So he's like, what? Excuse me. And she's like, yeah, I liked you. And he was like, and she said, and you know, it was a date. And his reaction, like he literally was like jumping out of his seat to shut her down. so that she wouldn't share. And she's like, you weren't dressed up. You were in a cap. You know, you look a mess, basically. And Nicole Kidman was mega dressed up and he still didn't pick up on it, that she's not coming to just like play video games at his house.
I am horrified. And also, like, if I'm Nicole Kidman in that situation, you could not waterboard that story out of me.
Right? But I think, you know, I'm the type of person that loves it. If I'm up, I love to tell my L's to people to be like, but now look at me. And I think that's what she was doing. She's like, look at me. We're both happily married, blah, blah, blah. But like, yeah, this freaking guy embarrassed me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be posting that L, but I'm. Yeah. Deeply shameful.
Listen, if you had a husband and a whole life, maybe you would. Who knows? But I don't know. I think I might share it to like embarrass him back, because people were roasting him. Like they were like, as they should. Like, how do you not know that Nicole Kidman wants to go on a date with you?
Fumbling the bag.
Yep. I'm sure he's like, damn it, and I am now a random wife.
Not a random one.
Not like, I'm not hating on her, I promise. I just mean, no. Like, because he's a douche.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that too.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, maybe, and you, I'm sure that was a bad Jimmy day after, and he must have yelled at a bunch of people. Well, he's even yelled at people holding cue cards. Like, what a loser.
Like, what? Come on. Like, these are just people trying to live their lives.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that is. It's your Jimmy Fallon expose, everyone.
This is like a long Rolling Stone article. If you want to get into the nitty gritty, go check it out online. It's in the like TV movie features section of their website. Mm-hmm. You can read the whole thing for free. You might find it surprising. You might find it not surprising. It really just depends on how tapped in you've been, because it's kind of an open secret, but. The fact that they got so many people willing to speak about it is wild.
Yeah. But that must mean like they're just like, nah, we've had it with this guy.
Listen, it's hot labor summer and people have had enough with toxic work environments. And I love it.
Mm-hmm. I love this song. and that is it for Jimmy Fallon. But I do have one quick thing that I will be like probably doing the work in the next week or two. Let's just see how that works out. But Jill Duggar's book is gonna be out next week.
I promised I would read it. Yeah. So I will read it.
I know. I think we should read it. But she already did a People interview that I was just listening to. And yeah, it turns out she like talked a lot about stuff that we've already heard on Shiny Happy People. Mm-hmm. So I'm just interested to see.
Yeah, based on what we read, it might not make sense to do a full book club episode. It might make sense to just touch on it, but we can't determine that until we read it. So,
yep.
Another new book to add to cart.
Let's do it. But yeah, just be a lookout on that. It's coming.
Are you ready for an anonymous?
Look at us. We're Zooming today.
It's because you had a point to prove.
Nope, I just knew. Call me the manifester.
Interesting. Sure. Okay. So here's our anonymous. Our messenger says, about 10 years ago, my grandmother bought a DNA kit from Ancestry.com. With that comes a membership to their website, and you can see all relatives who have also had their DNA done through the company.
Oh, no, no, okay? No.
So while scanning the list of cousins, someone stood out. The woman was a similar age, lived in the same town my great-grandmother was raised in and where many cousins were raised and still lived, but her last name was unfamiliar and my grandma was certain they had never met.
Okay. Okay.
So grandma called one of her cousins, who we're going to call Joe, to ask him about it.
Mm-hmm.
Joe said, oh, I've heard that name, but I've never met her. And he said, oh, it's probably just a fluke in Ancestry system. Like, don't worry about it.
Oh my God.
Huh?
Oh my God.
So then a few weeks later, grandma gets an update from another cousin. So Joe and his sister, after getting the call from our messenger's grandma, went to check Ancestry themselves. Only it didn't list this woman as a cousin. It listed her as a half-sister.
Oh, hell. Oh,
so
hell.
This woman's mother, who had passed away by this point, mm-hmm. had worked as a secretary for Joe's father, who is also deceased, in the 40s and 50s. Joe and Mabel assumed that she was the result of an affair. Mabel wanted to meet her and see if she already knew or if her father had provided any financial support. And Joe was adamant that everyone ignore this new development because his mother was still alive and living in a care facility in town.
Right.
A few years later, Joe and Mabel's mother passed away. And I guess at that point, according to our messenger, Mabel must have reached out to her half-sister because our messenger's grandma said that she's on the Facebook page for a giant family reunion she attended this summer. Our messenger says, had I known, I might have asked to go with her and get all the tea.
Oh my God, messenger. I love these. This is so wild.
Anytime you hear that the anonymous is regarding like 23andMe or Ancestry.com, I'm like, okay, I'm seated.
Can you imagine like these men, right? These Temu Nick Cannons will just sit here and have whole families on women. And then we'll be like, women, man, just don't get it. They lead me to smoke. Like, I'm so tired of this.
I just honestly, at this point, I feel like it's kind of rude to Nick Cannon to like blame him for all of them because it seems like it's just a pattern of behavior for so many.
Listen, the point is, it's just being a man at this point, but he's our, yeah, fine.
He's the avatar. He's the blueprint.
No, the blueprint is Tristan Thompson. Let's never forget.
Third trimester.
Yeah. Okay. Another probably kid happened while, who knows? Grandma might have been in third trimester when this other kid was being born. We don't know.
You're right. We don't know.
It's pathetic. And I just can't believe there's a whole other family. But, well, you know,
we don't even know. Like, is there a family? Did the dad even know? Like, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe dad was like,
Mabel, I need to call Mabel and figure this out. Mabel, who was your dad?
Mabel, message us.
Yeah.
Messenger, put us in touch with Mabel. We need more information. Because, like, maybe the secretary got pregnant and was like, I've got to, like, run away.
Right. Or, like, go to, like, a convent.
Or, like, I don't know. It was the 40s and 50s. I don't know what
they did. That's what I'm saying. Or did she get married to another man and turned out that she was like, this here baby?
Right?
Yeah, because not to, why am I in my theology? Because I'm back in work. But in Judaism, they say that if your husband dies and you get married to someone else and, you know, allegedly you were pregnant, that baby is now man number two's. And man number two has to take care of it because... Well, if you weren't showing, basically, is what, you know, the rabbis try to basically be like, if you ain't showing, it's his. Let's move on.
Oh, you know what? So
my point is, I hope that happens for Mabel.
Yeah, we are dying for more information. This is a great anonymous. Thank you so much to the messenger for submitting.
Thank you. It's so good.
We love it.
I love families. But with that, Kirsten, if we have nothing else.
That's right.
Yeah, a short one today, but hopefully a giggle-filled one for y'all. definitely for me. Where can they find you?
Yes, so you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. I'm going to be on the Thursday Big Brother recap this week for the eviction. So check that out. And anything else, I'll just post on my Twitter. Sasha, what about you?
Yes, and as for me, of course, you can always follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. And I'm, of course, talking Below Deck with Chappelle. Check us out on the Bravo TV wrap-ups feed or on the YouTube, on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel. And I wrapped up, blessed, thank God, Special Ops Lioness with Jason Reed over on Post Show Recaps. That's done. Check it out. Help us out. Give us a 5-star review. And I will be guesting with Puya on 90 Lord. Day before the 90 days, I believe. Yes, I think that's true. You know, you'll see. Whatever. And I will be in other places, but just follow me on Twitter and check out everything else I'm up to. Thank you everyone for listening. Make sure you leave us a 5-star review.
Or there might not be another one.
Listen, I'm sensitive. That's all I'll say. All right. Bye.